Hello and welcome to today's podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis, and today I'll be discussing the benefits and advantages of folding treadmills over non-folding treadmills. During your search for the best home treadmill, you'll need to decide if a folding treadmill or a non-folding treadmill is best for you. Knowing the benefits of folding treadmills and knowing some of the differences between folding treadmills and non-folding treadmills will help you make the right decision. First, let's talk about some of the benefits of a folding treadmill. The main benefit of a folding treadmill is obvious. It takes up less space. Non-folding treadmills end up as a permanent fixture in the home, and they have a pretty decent size footprint. Their footprint is usually around 3.5 feet by 6 feet of floor space. And that's permanent. You know, that floor space or that footprint does not change. With a folding treadmill, on the other hand, because you can fold the deck up, you can effectively cut the footprint in half and take up half as much room as a non-folding treadmill. Now, folding treadmills are not only better because they save space, but they can also be somewhat easier to move, but not always. The folding treadmills that are built today are pretty hefty machines, and while they are certainly easier to move than non-folding treadmills, they can still be pretty difficult to move around. So don't get the impression that with a folding treadmill you can, you know, fold up the deck and with ease push these off to the side or push it off to the corner or put it in a closet or anything like that. It still takes a little bit of effort to move the folding machines, but it is a lot easier than non-folding treadmills. And really the main benefit is the fact that you can fold the deck up, so even if you don't, you know, physically move it, just the fact that you can fold the deck up and take up about, you know, half as much space is a distinct advantage that folding treadmills have over non-folding treadmills. The other benefit to folding treadmills is that they are much easier to clean and maintain. And one of the keys to having a treadmill that provides you years of trouble-free, maintenance-free, smooth operation is to keep it clean. Now, And particularly underneath the deck where dirt and dust and debris often build up. Well, now with a non-folding treadmill, because you can't fold that deck up and get underneath the deck and get to the floor, it's a little bit harder to get it clean. You have to, you know, get a vacuum with an attachment and try to jimmy your attachment underneath the deck and the floor. And a lot of times you're not even going to be able to effectively clean underneath the deck. With a folding treadmill, you just fold it up, and the underbelly of the deck is fully exposed. You take a vacuum to it or a cloth, a damp cloth, and wipe it all down, and then you can vacuum the floor, and you can really get to it and really get it clean, get the floor underneath the deck clean, and really keep things nice and clean and maintained so that it's nice and smooth and provides a lot of use without any troubles. Now let's talk about some of the other differences between folding treadmills and non-folding treadmills. Specifically, let's talk about stability issues. Now, folding treadmills had a reputation of poor stability and overall poor quality back in the day. Images of, you know, folding these treadmills and sliding them under the bed. I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but they really were, if I can be blunt, junk. But today, folding treadmills have come a long way thanks to technical innovation. In fact, folding treadmills today are just as stable in most cases as non-folding treadmills. Now, of course, I'm talking about the higher end or the higher quality non-folding treadmills. I'm not talking about the $500 folding treadmills that you buy at like Walmart. By no means am I implying that those are equally as stable as non-folding treadmills. I'm saying that if you buy a high-quality folding treadmill and compare it to, you know, a quality or even a high-quality non-folding treadmill, the stability issues are going to be moot. I mean, they're going to be pretty much the same in both machines. Now, this is great news for you as the consumer because folding treadmills are about half the price as non-folding treadmills. As an example, a high-quality non-folding treadmill is going to start around $2,000 and go up in price from there. And they go as high as $6,000, $7,000 or more for some of those commercial-grade non-folding treadmills that you find at your local fitness center. A high-quality folding treadmill, on the other hand, can be found for, you know, as low as $1,000. And in fact, the better quality folding treadmills, the bulk of the quality folding treadmills for the home in particular, are going to be in that $1,000 to $2,000 price range. There's really no reason to even spend more than $2,000 on a folding treadmill, because you really don't get that much more in the folding treadmill category. Now keep in mind, not all folding treadmills are created equal. Lower price models will not have the stability required to provide a good workout. Now this goes for non-folding models as well. In most cases, the lower the price, the less stable the machine is going to be. So if you're going to primarily be walking or light jogging, folding treadmills around that $1,000 price range will provide enough stability for a quality workout. An example of an excellent folding treadmill in this price range is the Smooth 5.25 treadmill. It's perfect for walking and light jogging and is just under $1,000. For more intense jogging and running, you'll want to look for a folding treadmill that starts around $1,500. An example of that would be the Sol F80 treadmill. It's simply one of the best treadmills in that $1,500 price range. If you'd like to learn more about these two models, you can, by the way, read my in-depth reviews of these on my website, besttreadmillsonline.com, and you'll also find rebates for these units on my website to save additional money should you decide to purchase either one of those models. Now, when looking for a folding treadmill, you should keep the folding mechanism in mind as well. Depending on the price and manufacturer, some machines are a lot easier to fold than others. For example, the Smooth 7.1 treadmill, another treadmill you can read about at besttreadmillsonline.com, folds on its own with a simple push of a button. Other cheaper models can be quite difficult to fold because they require manual folding. Now let's talk about the importance of testing folding treadmills. If you're planning on buying from a local dealer, it's important to test it out in person. Make sure that you run on the machine. Try running on the highest speed you can comfortably handle and take note of the stability. Does the machine rock or wobble considerably? If it does, consider another model. The treadmill should be relatively solid at intense workout levels. And make a note of how the motor sounds. If the motor gets louder as you run, or sounds like it's whining, or you know, trying really hard to work, I mean, it's a pretty obvious change in tone, and you'll be able to hear it if you just listen to what the motor sounds like. That's a sign that the motor is underpowered and that it's being overworked at these higher workout levels. So if you're planning on doing more intense workouts on a regular basis, you know, a machine that sounds like it's whining or the motor just doesn't sound right at those higher levels, go to a higher priced model where the motor's more adequately powered for how you're going to be using it. When you buy a treadmill online, it's obviously harder to test, but there are some things you can do to get around this. Sometimes you can find treadmills that are sold online at a local dealer. You can test drive it locally, but then save more money by purchasing them online, because a lot of times the treadmills sold online are cheaper because, you know, a lot of these manufacturers can sell to you directly and skip the middleman. For example, Sol Treadmills. It's a premier line of treadmills that are sold primarily online. Sol sells directly to you, the public, online. But they also sell some of their treadmills through retailers. And one example is Dick's Sporting Goods, which is a national sporting goods chain. You know, they have stores throughout the country. So what you can do is go to a Dick's Sporting Goods, check out the Sol treadmills. Again, this is just an example. And run on them, test them, you know, do all the things you got to do, kick the tires, so to speak, make note of your experience, and then go to the Sol site and see what the prices are. I'm guessing that it's going to be cheaper than what Dick's is selling them for. So you can still test them, but buy online. So that's just another an idea. The other thing you can do as an alternative to test driving folding treadmills is read consumer reviews. Oftentimes, you'll be able to tell a lot about the equipment by what other consumers have to say about their experience. When you read a review, you'll most likely read about how solid the machine feels during a workout. I've scoured some of these treadmill forums, and that's what a lot of people will comment on. They'll say, it's very stable. That seems to be a key thing. First of all, it is a key thing when buying a treadmill. It's probably one of the most important features of treadmill is its stability. And a lot of consumers will know, it's very stable, feels very solid. You'll see a lot of comments like that. You can take note of these comments, and if enough other people are saying the same thing about a particular model, you can be fairly confident that what consumers are saying is true. If they say a particular model is very stable and a lot of people are saying it, you can probably be pretty confident that it is. Finally, let's talk about the importance of warranties on folding or non-folding treadmills. I cannot stress enough the importance of a strong treadmill warranty. Whether you are buying a folding treadmill or a non-folding machine, you can determine the quality by its warranty. Shorter warranties often mean lower quality. Longer, more comprehensive warranties often mean the treadmill was built to last. After all, a company would not put a long warranty on a treadmill if they believed it would not last. Sol treadmills and Smooth treadmills, for example, are two brands that have some of the best warranties available. You'll get lifetime warranties on the motor and frame, 3 to 5 years on parts, and 1 to 2 years of in-home service coverage. Now, you contrast that to some of these other treadmills that are out there. They may only have 5 years on the motor, which is the most important component of the treadmill, and, maybe 90 days on parts and no in-home service. So, again, the warranties, obviously, they're important because they cover you in the event of something going wrong, but it's also a good overall indication of the overall quality of the machine itself. Well, there you have it. You should have a good idea now if folding treadmills are indeed the right choice for you. You now know the benefits of folding treadmills and what to look for should you decide to buy one instead of a non-folding treadmill. And for more information on treadmills, including reviews and rebates on Sol and Smooth treadmills, be sure to visit besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.